tell or describe us from what you have heard from what you have heard or got from the scholars about this man Yasir Gabi, Barakallahu Fik.
Yasir, well, I call him Yasir Fadi. In Arabic, Fadi means empty, he doesn't have anything. Yeah, Yasir Gabi is a person who the scholars warn against. The ulama warn against. Why? Because they know him. They know who this person is. Yeah, he's from America. Yeah, and he's a very dangerous and evil person. His methodology is on the methodology of Ikhwan Muslimun, clearly. And he openly said that. I know this individual very, very well. Very, very well. I've known him for a very long time as well. I met him before he even came to the Islamic University. I remember meeting him in the Prophet's Masjid, and he was with another American brother. So I saw, you know, this American brother. I knew him, so I went to give salams to him. And I went to give salams to the brother next to him, who's Yasir Gabi. So, you know, as a Muslim, we like to give salams. The Prophet said, spread salam. Yeah, except to the people of Bidah, of course, but spread salam. So I went and gave salams, very happy, you know, and he said, oh, this is my friend. He said, this is a new brother, and he's trying to apply to the university. Yeah, he wants to come to the university. So I'm very happy, I'm encouraging him, and, oh, that's really nice, mashallah, you're coming to the university and everything. I'm very cold, salam. Mm. Very cold. What's his problem? I thought maybe it's because he's American, that's how he is, you know. So I said, okay, no problem. Then he got accepted to the university. And we were together in the same class. Same class. And you know what the most important thing is? That this religion is the religion of Allah. The religion of Allah who hears all things and sees everything. If Allah wants to expose somebody, Allah will expose them. This religion is not for religion of Abbas, Abu Yahya, or Abu Anas, or anybody. No, no. This religion is a religion of Allah. This manhaj al-salafi is the manhaj of Allah. So if Allah wants to expose a person, he will be exposed. What happened? Slowly but surely, he was coming out slowly with the things that he had in his heart and his mind. For example, he would always say bad things against the ulama. If you ask him, he'll say, no, I love the ulama. That's why he's a snake. Because he doesn't accept the ulama and he doesn't follow the ulama. Okay? He doesn't follow the ulama. Okay? For example, he used to say bad things about Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimullah. Whenever he got a chance, he would have to say something bad against Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimullah. Okay? For example, one time one of the brothers was in his house, and Yasir was reading a book, and there was a word he didn't understand in Arabic. And he said, oh, look at this, Albani didn't explain this word. Why do you have, my question is, why do you have this mentality towards this thing? Because you didn't understand this one word, doesn't mean that Sheikh Al-Albani didn't understand, you didn't understand it. The deficiency is with you, but why say this? Okay? Other times, he would say, oh, I don't know how Albani can make this hadith sahih, yeah, because of kaza, kaza, kaza. And you say to yourself, hang on, you're a student in Arabic language, yani we hadn't got to the college yet. Why are you saying this type of statement? They would all be, I was collecting all these statements. I would give him the husn adhan, because I thought he's a young brother, and he, you know, maybe has some doubts, or maybe he's learning or something. You know, so I was adding these things up in my mind. I'm still treating him nice. He used to actually live at the end of the road. I used to live one side near to Baqi, and he lived on the other side. So we'd walk home, I'd invite him to my house, single brother, he wasn't married at that time. I'd invite him to give him dawah, you know. But he would say things, you know, slowly, slowly, slowly. One time, one of our older brothers, senior brothers, his name is Abu Muhammad. He's a beautiful brother, mashallah, tabarakah. He's an older brother as well. And he was in his old age when he was in old age, and he was a senior age when he was studying in the university. He said to me, he said, be careful of this Yasir Gabi. I said, why? This is fresh, this is new information. He said, you know what he said? I said, what did he say? He said that Yasir Gabi said that his sheikh, Jamaluddin Zarbozo, is writing the best book on Mustal al-Hadith. Mustal al-Hadith is a science of Hadith. The science of Hadith. And this science of Hadith has been written by scholars from very early time. Yeah, great, great scholars. Yeah, and we're not talking about these type of people who live in America, loving the Americans. No, you know, we're talking about ulama. Okay, great scholars, hafiz. Okay, so he said that he's writing the best book on Mustalah al-Hadith. So the brother Muhammad said to him, better than Ibn Hajar and Suyuti and mentioned some names. He goes, better than them. He goes, do you know what you're saying? You know, crazy statement like this. You know. So the brother said, be careful, keep it in the back of your mind. Kept it in the back of your mind. Going on and on and on. Many, 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 many things. This is only in the first 2 years. It's only less than 1 year that he said, and many other things. Then slowly what happened was that this person, it came out that he didn't like Salafis. He didn't like Salafis. I'm not saying that you have to be friends with every single Salafi. Okay? I might be friends with Abu Anas, I might be friends with Mu'tasim, and the other brother I find difficult getting on with. I love him for Allah's sake, but you know, it is a bit difficult to get on with. It doesn't mean that I have to be brother, every, you know, best friend, but I love him for Allah's sake. We're not saying like that, okay? We're not saying like that. But he hated the Salafis. One example, there was a person called Murad Shukri. Murad Shukri is a takfiri. We didn't know at that time. He came to Saudi Arabia for Umrah. So some of the brothers, they organized a gathering with him. Okay, and in this gathering, he was saying many things. So we thought he was a student of Albani. You know, Sheikh Al-Albani. He's come from Jordan. So I asked Murad Shukri a question. I said, could you tell us about... There was a question before that. I asked him the first question. Sorry. I asked him the first question. I said, can you tell us about Sheikh Al-Albani? He said, I don't speak about personalities. I said, I don't want to know how tall he is or fat he is. I want to know about his manhaj and his knowledge and these things, because he's an alim. He said, I don't talk about personalities. For me, that was it. If this person is saying, yani, he doesn't talk about scholars, yani, he's talking good things about alim, telling about his manhaj and his ilm and stuff, for me it's finished. I don't talk to him. But we were sitting there. A brother asked a question, Ya Sheikh, can you tell us about the Salaf and Salafiyyah? He said, what is this Seen, Lam, Fa, Salaf? It's become Muqaddasa, it's become sacred. I said, what is this man talking about? I got up and walked out. I'm not sitting with this man. You know, the little knowledge I had, I knew that this man, first, he's not promoting ulama. Secondly, he's talking against Salafiyyah. And Salafiyyah, like Shaykh Ubaid Hafidhullah said, Salafiyyah is singling out Allah for worship. This is what Salafiyyah is. Salafiyyah is worshipping Allah alone, not putting any partners with him. This is what Salafiyyah is, okay? And this man is talking against Salafiyyah. I'm not sitting with Muqaddasa. A few months later, yeah, and Yasir Qadhi was there as well, but he's the one who organized this, actually. He organized this gathering. So we all left and everything. A few months later, he organized another meeting, this guy, Yasir Qadhi, with this same guy, Murad Shukri. He organized another meeting with this guy. What happened? I said, don't go. I said to the brothers, don't go. I warned against this man, okay? Because I knew this man was not an alim. Even if he's a student of knowledge, he's jahil, because he doesn't know about ulama and all these things. I said, forget him. Why should we? We have, alhamdulillah, in Medina, many ulama. Why do we need to sit with him? So one day we were sitting, okay? And Yasir Qadhi came to visit a brother that was where we were sitting. I just turned my back. I turned away from him. I didn't want to talk to him. And so a brother said to him, how was that gathering with Murad Shukri? He said, yeah, it was good. And some brothers warn against it. Yeah, I'm like this. I'm like, don't want to look at him. Yeah? He goes, and some brothers warn against it. And I said, yes, of course we warn against it. Yeah, I got angry now. I said, of course we warn against it. Because this man is saying crazy. I said, look what he said about Salaf, yani the Salafiyyah. He said, yeah, you Salafis think you're the only ones going to paradise. I have three witnesses to what he said. Allah is my witness and the three people that were sitting there. He said, you Salafis think you are the only people going to paradise. I said, Astaghfirullah. we don't say this. How can we say this? We don't know who's going to paradise. Yeah? Only Allah knows who's going to paradise. That's the first thing. Only Allah knows who's going to paradise. We don't say only the Salafis are going to paradise. So that's a lie. Yeah? Only Allah knows who's going to paradise. So I said to him, so imagine he's saying, you Salafis. He's not counting himself. He's saying, I'm not Salafi. Okay? So I said to him, this Salafiyya, Sheikh bin Baz says it's wajib to call yourself Salafi. He said, where does he say this? I said to the brother, bring the book. Let's read it to him. We read to him a fatwa of Sheikh bin Baz. Yani, Sheikh was asked, can he call himself Salafi? Can a person call himself Salafi? And the Sheikh said, if that person truly is on the Sunnah and following the Athar, the narrations of the Prophet ﷺ, and the way of the Salaf, then he can call himself Salafi, but it's wajib for him to call himself Salafi. He was shocked, he didn't know what to say. I said, see, Sheikh bin Baz says wajib to call himself Salafi. Not us, Sheikh bin Baz, an alim. He stayed quiet, he didn't know what to say, he didn't know how to answer. Because how can he answer? How can he answer against Sheikh bin Baz rahimullah? How can you answer? And then if you look at all the athar of the Salaf before Imam Zahabi and from early time Imam Tahawi and calling yourself Salafi, attaching yourself to Salafi, how can this man say anything? That was it for me. The next day, I actually got angry at that gathering. I got angry. And the next day I went into the classroom and I went to apologize to him. Not for what I said. I said to him, I'm apologizing for you that I got angry. Yeah, because I'm that type of person. I don't like to get angry. Okay? I said, I want to apologize to you for being angry. But not for what I said. I made it clear. And he put his hand up like this. I'll go away like this. I'm well older than him. Yeah, he's a young boy. Okay? He was a young boy at that time. I'm well older than him. If he had any manners, he would say, oh, okay, and be nice or whatever, and you know, overlook it, okay? Or forgive me, for being angry. Not for what I said, abadan, okay? And I realized that that time, his manhaj is messed up, his akhlaq and manners are messed up, he has nothing, yeah? I realized from that day after, I stopped giving him salams. I was the first one out of all the brothers, Salafi brothers, stopped giving him salams. Because I realized, yani Allah put it in my heart, that this man is messed up. And all this time, other things are happening. I'm only giving you a few points. We could be here till Fajr time, I could talk about him. Yeah? Why? Because we had a jalsa with him. Because what happened, we would go away for the... Sorry I'm going on about this issue, okay, yani, but this is very important, very important. Because we have to be aware of the tricks of these people. Really, wallahi, they come with tricks. They'll come to you and say, I've got a PhD though. What has Abbas got? Alhamdulillah. I say Alhamdulillah because even another Hizbi came and he came to the Medina and he said, oh, Akhi, you shouldn't speak against Yasir Ghadi because a person should know his level. I said, Alhamdulillah. You should tell that to him, not to me. I know I'm a very weak student. I know I'm a very small person. I know I'm not very good. I forget and stuff. Alhamdulillah, Allah's given me that. I humble myself to Allah Azza wa Jal. I said, maybe you should speak to that guy who's proud and arrogant, who doesn't know how to behave with people who are older than him. If he hasn't learned the manners, the adab and the akhlaq, how is he going to learn the manhaj and the aqidah? It's very important. This is what ulama used to say, Imam Malik and stuff, that you have to learn the manners, how to behave. How do you behave in front of an alim? How do you behave in front of somebody older? How do you behave with your Muslim brother? They used to teach us these things. Yani the ulama, they teach us these things. Okay. So what happened was that many other things were happening in classroom, even in the class. And I don't know if you know the brother. There's a brother called Bilal Davis Abu Hakim, one of our students of knowledge.
Many of our brothers known.
He's a very good brother, mashallah, student of knowledge. Anyway, he was in the class as well, in the same class, and we would ask the questions about Ahlul Bidah and Hizbiyah and stuff, and the teacher would refute them, and then Yasir Ghadi would try to defend, So we know this very clear. Many things were happening. For example, in the Prophet's Masjid, he said, he said he would go study Sahih Muslim with this big Ahlul Bidah guy. There was some big Sufi Ahlul Bidah guy used to teach in the Prophet's Masjid, teach Sahih Muslim illegally, not from the, as far as I know, it's not from the. I don't know, no, who, not him. This was a Sufi type of guy, okay? Anyway, one of the brothers said, what are you doing studying under, I think it was Deobandi or something. Anyway, one of the brothers said to Yasser, he said, why are you studying with this guy? This guy is well known to be a horrible man, evil man, you know. He said, I'm not on the manhaj of Tahdeer, warning against Ahlul Bidah. You're not on the manhaj of warning against Ahlul Bidah. This is the manhaj of the Prophet ﷺ, the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, Atba' Tabi'een. You're not on that manhaj. What manhaj are you on? Yeah? What methodology have you chosen? Yeah? This is this person. This is Yasser Qadri. Many things we can talk about. So what happened after a good number of years? Now it's about 4 years now, okay? About 4 years. And he's about to graduate. So now he's worried. Because I've stopped giving him salams, many other brothers stopped giving him salams. We told the mashayikh, we told the scholars that this is what he's upon, yeah. And they wrote about him, yeah. The scholars wrote about him in the university. What happened was that he was about to graduate, okay? He was about to graduate. So he was worried about his position because he wanted to apply for masters and stuff, yeah. Apply for masters, and what shows us the really how this man is. Is not being there's a word mutawwa there, yani being humble. Yeah, a person humbles himself. Yeah, he humbles himself. Yani, even though Allah has given him so much, he humbles. For example, Shaykh Al-Albani, rahimullah, or any of our sheikhs. If you say to them, "Oh, you're the Allama, the Sheikh," you say, "No. I'm a student of knowledge. I'm a student of knowledge." All of our ulama say this. If you went to Shaykh Rabi and said, "Ya Allama, yani." Sheikh and Kabir, whatever. He said, I'm a student of knowledge. Student of knowledge. This is how our scholars humble themselves. Okay? It's very important. Humble themselves. He said to one of the brothers, I know very well, he went to his house for dinner and stuff. He said to the brother, you should go to Kuliyat al-Lugha, the faculty of language in the university. Yes, it's good, whatever. Go study language. But he said, I want to study hadith. He said, no, go to language. See how these people are. And we know this is one of the traits of the Hizbis. They try to keep you away from knowledge. I remember, this is going back maybe 25, 27 years ago. There was a Hizbi from America. He's in prison now in America, Ali Tamimi. Big Hizbi, big Takfiri Hizbi, okay? And he's one of those that, you know, loves Sayyid Qutb. He's in prison in America. He used to say, we had a chance to go to Islamic University long time ago, because there was not many people going to Islamic University. He would say to us, don't go there, you know, the toilets are dirty. Akhi, what's he talking about? No, the accommodation is horrible. Huh? It's not a nice place. Oh, they do this, they do that. They used to warn us against going to learning. They went and studied. He went to study there, okay? But no, you don't go. Yeah? Same way with Yasser Qadri. These people, they don't want you to learn knowledge. We encourage our brothers to go. We say, go out, learn. Go to the scholars, sit with the scholars. Don't come to us. We're just small people. Go to the alim. Go study with him. Okay, this is what we say. But his was no. He said, go to Kuliyat al-Lugha, the faculty of language. So he said, I went to the faculty of hadith and I outdid myself. SubhanAllah. Outdid myself, yani I got very high marks, more than I could imagine. Yeah? Outdid myself, it's an expression in English, meaning I did better than I thought I would. Yahi, Allah Azza wa Jal, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with something, then you humble yourself, you hide your good deeds. The Salaf, they used to hide their good deeds. They wouldn't tell everybody about it. But here we have this man. Come on, I memorize Quran, I've got that. And yeah, he used to say this all the time. He used to brag about what he's got, yani, rather than humbling himself. This man is evil. Anyway, what happened? So 4 years are finishing now, and he needs to go apply for the master's degree, okay? He needs to apply for the master's degree. But he knows that the Shabab, we're not happy with him, yeah? And he knows that we've spoken to the mashayikh in the university. So there was another Hizbi guy that he was friends with. He came to me and he said, Abbas, we have to have a sitting with him, with Yasir Qadhi. I said, no way. I said, I don't sit with people of Bidah and these evil people. I don't sit with them. I said, Aqeed is messed up, Manhaj is messed up, and his Adam and Akhlaq is messed up. Yeah, I don't sit with him. Yeah. So he forced me to go see this Sheikh, this Hizbi guy. He was a Salafi Sheikh at that time. And we went to see him, and the Sheikh said to me, look, Abbas, we should sit with him. I said, Sheikh, no, I will not sit with him. I said, because I know him. It's different. If you don't know him, I said, I've known him for four, five, 6 years now, maybe. I know this man. I know what he's about. I know his methodology. I know where he's coming from. His ideas, everything. I've write you a book about him. Okay? The Sheikh said, and he said a nice thing. He said, look, two things. One, we will establish the hujjah upon him, which means that we will make it clear. It will be clear to everybody what he's upon. Okay? And this is what we do. The scholars, before they refute, when they refute somebody, they establish the hujjah. They say, this is what you did wrong, this you did wrong, this you did wrong, this you did wrong. Okay? So he said, establish the hujjah. Then he said, and there will be reward for us. You know, if we refute him, there will be reward for us. I said, Sheikh, you know, now he's twisted my arm, now the Sheikh. I can't get out of this now. You know, there's ajr and there's hujjah, okay? So I said, Sheikh, only if we record it. Because he goes back on his word all the time. You know? He goes back on his word all the time. In the Haram one time, he said, Yasir Qadhi, he said, two of the brothers approached him. And again, I think there was something to do with Manhaj al-Salafi or something like this. And he said, oh, why don't you bring my words down from the Lawh al-Mahfuz, yani, or from the script that has been written? Yani, he's being so arrogant, yeah? He's saying that, okay, I said this, yeah, but prove it. Why do you bring it down from the heavens? Yani, something like this, he said. Yani, very arrogant and rude. So I know he'd always go back on his word. So I said to the Sheikh, I said, Sheikh, we want to record it. We want proof, yeah? We want it to be recorded. Because the truth will come out. Okay? So we had a meeting with this Sheikh. It was after 9 o'clock. We finished around 4 o'clock in the morning. 9 o'clock after Isha, 4 o'clock in the morning. He brought some Hizbi friends to defend him, and some of the Salafi brothers came, alhamdulillah. And we mentioned to the Sheikh that this is the situation that we have. You know, he said this, he said this, he said this, he said this, he said this. And I said, Sheikh, he took himself out of Salafiyya. I said, he took himself out of Salafiyya when he said, you Salafis think you will only go to paradise. I said, he's excluding himself. Sheikh said, Naam, Yasir, akhrajta nafsak min Salafiyya. Yes, Yasir, you've kicked yourself out of Salafiyya. And the Sheikh blasted him. This Sheikh, he doesn't know about these issues too much. Manhaj Salafi, he doesn't know too much about Manhaj Salafi. Because I said I will sit with Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi. Yeah? They said, we want to sit with Sheikh Abdul Mohsin Abbad. I said, no, we're not sitting with Sheikh Abdul Mohsin Abbad. Sheikh Abdul Mohsin Abbad is a big alim, he's busy. He hasn't got time for these little things, what we're going to deal with. Then they said, and then I said, no, we sit with Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi. Because Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi knows these issues. Knows, he specializes in these things. Every scholar, as well, we know that generally they have vast knowledge, but then they specialize in certain fields, yeah, certain sciences. And Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi, hafizahullah, is one of our scholars who knows about these issues, yeah. Because people come to him and ask him questions. They phone him. They say, "Oh, we got this problem with the Hizbis. We got this." So they said, "No, no, 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 no. We don't want to sit with Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi." So then they chose this other Sheikh. So we sat from after 9 o'clock until, I think it was around 4 o'clock in the morning, 3, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock maybe even, yani before Fajr. It was just before Fajr. We sat the whole thing. So the Sheikh, he decided, he said that you people, Yasir, have to learn from the Salafis. That you don't know your manhaj and you have to come and learn to the Salafis. They didn't come. They didn't come, none of them. At that Jalsa we said, Salaamu Alaikum, Salaamu Alaikum. They didn't come because we knew they wouldn't come. I knew this was going to be, you know, but the Sheikh said, establish the proof, or, you know, and it was good because now I can say, yes, that Sheikh. And you know what happened? A few years back, we asked the Sheikh, said, Sheikh, you know, Yasir is saying all these type of things. And the Sheikh said, we know who those people are with us and those people who have left us. Because we're still with the ulama. The ulama that were teaching us that time, we're still with them. Because we follow the ulama. Okay? Sorry this is dragging on, yani. Hope it's not above, yani, somebody's loss or something, yani. But it's very important that we know about this person. Very important. So, guess how Allah exposes this person? Allah exposes them. If somebody's doing something which is against Allah's religion, Allah will expose them. For example, his masters that he wrote, was about the sayings of Jahm ibn Safwan. Jahm ibn Safwan was one of the most evil people who denied and rejected the Asma wa Sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yeah, he rejected it outrightly. Rejected ayat in the Quran and stuff like that. So in his book that he had to, his research, whole chapters of warning against Ahlul Bidah. He has to write, yani him, Yasir, had to write in his master's thesis, in his collection, in his research, warning against Ahlul Bidah. What does he do? Goes back to America after that and works with Ahlul Bidah. Works with them. So much so that now he's working with the Shia, the Rafida. He's on stage, you can see it on YouTube, where anybody can just type in his name, you see it, you know, praising. Praising, not the general Shia, the worst of the Shia. The worst of the 12 Imams. Yeah? Ithna Ashara. They're the worst of the Shia. The worst of the Shia, the 12 Imams. Yeah? The worst of them, the ones that curse Aisha and that make takfir of the companions and stuff like that. He's praising them on stage. He's like, yes, and they were praising him. They said, we've been working together. Allah has exposed the man. Allah has exposed this person. Because he knows about this warning against Ahlul Bidah, not working with Ahlul Bidah. And not just any Ahlul Bidah, the worst of the worst. And Allah exposed him. After he had graduated, coming to America. And this, guess where I found this? Or somebody sent it to me. I didn't even bother with him, because I know what he's like. People sent me this. Somebody sent me this. It's a magazine called Christian Monitor. It's by the Christians. It's a magazine for the Christians, about Christians, okay? It was an article somebody sent me. There's a lady, a very horrible woman. She's Egyptian. She's an Egyptian woman. Horrible woman. She hates the hijab. She hates Islam. And she's just a horrible woman, okay? They were going together on a flight, to some women's conference somewhere. I forgot where it was now. So she wrote this article. She's writing this story. She said, I met this man with a beard, and I thought he was going to be another one of those religious, staunch religious men that doesn't talk to women or anything like this. And then when we started talking, I found out that we were at the same school. She was in the girls' school in Jeddah at that time, and he was in another school in Jeddah at that time. And she said, oh, I didn't think you'd shake my hand. And she said, after that, he put his hand out and shook my hand. This is what she said. Yeah? This is what she is saying. This is after he's graduated, after he's gone back to America. Shaking this woman's hand. Yeah? Proudly, happily shaking this woman's hand. And she's talking about it. She's talking about it. And this is this man. This is okay, you can say fiqh issue, there's maybe ikhtilaf, a good way of giving dawah. Okay, let's just... Even worse than that, this man, Yasir Qadhi, said, and this shows his aqidah is corrupt. There was an issue in England. There was a stewardess on an aeroplane. One of those women that works on an aeroplane. The British Airways didn't allow her to wear the cross. You know these kuffar Christians, they wear a cross, a necklace with a cross. Okay? They banned her. Huh? They banned her, wearing this salib. Yeah? They banned her from wearing it. Okay? So the people, they started supporting her, religious freedom, okay, religious rights. He said we should support her in religious freedom. Okay, look at the mentality of these people. The mentality, the ideas of these people. Who asked you to support her? Oh, but we might take our religious rights away. Allah gives us our rights, not these people. Not these people. Allah gives us our rights. Huh? And you're supporting shirk? Because worshipping the cross is shirk. It's shirk. You're supporting shirk? he said we should support and help and you know, petition and all the rest of the what the Hizbiyun do about democracy and politics, you know, writing and petitioning. Ahi shirk at this time? SubhanAllah, after having studied all that, we know this person is yani has left it. He said that after, because he joined this think tank in America, they have these things there where they gather these so-called intellectual people, to discuss issues. What if this happens? What if that happens? So he joined this think tank, so he's gone, his mind has gone crazy now. Okay, so he's saying, from my teachers are Tony Blair. SubhanAllah. You leave the best of the people, Sheikh Abdul Mohsin Abad, Sheikh, in Medina, and you say, Tony Blair, this mujrim, this criminal, that he is from my teachers, and you're proud about it. We know this man's methodology. So now we understand now how Yasir Qadhi's mind works. Yeah, it works and pure 100% Ikhwani. Pure 100% Ikhwani. When he's going to come, yeah, because I've heard he's going to come here to Maldives, he's going to say a few nice things. This is the way of the Hizbiyun. Yeah, these snakes. Yeah, they say a few nice things, a few ayat, and then they put their poison in. They put their poison in underneath. I've seen it so many times. Alhamdulillah, Allah's blessed me. Alhamdulillah. That you know, we have a lot of experience with these people. A lot of experience. They come in a nice way, gentle, soft, and then they put their poison in. Trying to take your people away from the ulama. In America, him and his sheikh, they try to put out that we don't need ulama. We have ulama in America. Yeah? From some of their statements, they say that, oh, there's so many ulama in Chicago. Chicago? What are you talking about, man? You know, completely, their minds have been messed up. Completely messed up. Because it shows that they're on this manhaj of Ikhwani Muslimun. Inshallah, we'll end with that question there because, it's gone on for so long. But there's so much more. There's so much more I can tell you about this man. So much more. And I'm sure the other brothers that were there in Medina at that time can tell you even more. But this is my own personal experience with this man. And everything I've said, testify on the Day of Judgment with this. Of how you know it came to me, the ones that I did with were my interaction with him, or that how he was mentioned to me, I testify on the Day of Judgment, you know, because I tried to give people a chance, and we did in the beginning. We really gave him a chance, tried to bring him closer to Salafiyya, right? He already came with it in his mind. He actually brought books. Actually, let me tell you, he brought books. A magazine called As Sunnah, where Sheikh Mukbil said it should be called Bidah, by Surur, Zain al Abidin Surur. He's one of the big Ikhwanis. From there, these ideas of violent extreme jihadism and terrorism started. Yani Sayyid Qutb, and then it filtered into these Ikhwani organizations. And from them is one line, Sururis. Okay? And then they really came out with it in Saudi Arabia. During the Gulf War, yeah, when they tried to pull the people away from the ulama, they said we don't have any reference to go back to the ulama. And this statement, yeah, this statement they say, it's the same as the statement of old in the past. They used to say, in the past before the Ahlul Bidah used to say, these scholars, they're scholars of hayd and nifas, yani women's issues. You know, when a woman is in a monthly cycle, and they know about these issues. They don't know about the bigger issues. Yeah? And the same thing they say about our scholars now. Yani these scholars, they're scholars for dollars. Horrible thing that they say. Oh, they're under the thumb of the rulers. Yeah, oppressive rulers. They say all these horrible things, which are not true. Not true at all. Yani, but this is how to take the Shabab away. For example, even Yasir Qadhi, he said, this revolution in Egypt is fantastic. This is what the people need to relieve themselves from oppression. No. How we relieve ourselves from oppression is making dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. Making dua, like we covered that hadith. Remember the hadith from the first day we mentioned? The hadith that the victory will come, or the aid will come from the weak people, from the weak ones, with their dua with their salah and their ikhlas, with their dua, making dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, with their salah, this is a hadith, with their prayer and with their ikhlas, their sincerity to Allah Azza wa Jal. This is how the victory will come. Not like this revolution and killing people and these type of things. Not like, but this is his methodology, his person. This is his methodology. Sorry, so we'll end there with that question. I don't know if there's a...
Barakallahu
feek.
Okay.